It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Labatt Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number two is brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. I'm Jim Galante with Andrew P. Shea. Andy, I got a chance to stay at GoPSURV for the Blue White game. What a great experience.
I have not had that pleasure as of yet.
You got to come fall. You got to do it for the, it's just a fun time. The best line, Dusty has said this, it is a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a football game.
There you go.
So if it's never too early to start thinking about the fall, making your reservations, you just drive up with your car. The RV's ready and waiting for you. Just need to contact Mark today for more details, 1-800-519-8467, or go to GoPSURV.com for more info. All right, Andy, typically this is Tucker's tape in quarter number two.
We're working on our countdown this spring.
We are. We're getting there slowly but surely. But what struck me is that whenever we go through the countdown, of course, it's Ross's segment, but I like to hear what and Bob have to say. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to get some of your thoughts. And what I'd like to do, I'd like to hit on a couple of the areas that I find most interesting.
Okay.
And the things I find most interesting is when there's more than one guy there, where it could become, well, who do we like better? What do we think they will do in the long run? And what better place to start than the quarterback position, where Penn State, what James Franklin has wanted all along, was to get two quarterbacks in a class, and he did that this year. Taquan Roberson, a four-star dual-threat quarterback out of New Jersey, and Michael Johnson Jr., who's out of Oregon, of all places, another four-star dual-threat quarterback. And just to give you their numbers, Roberson, 6'1", 185. Michael Johnson, 6'2½", 192. So he's a little bit taller. I know that you've watched the tapes on these guys. Watch the blue-white game. We did get a little peek.
A little sneak peek.
And give me your thoughts.
So, first of all, this is what I reference in court. This is the Trace McSorley effect. In other words, it's the first class where James Franklin got two quarterbacks sort of exactly like he wants in the offense that he likes to employ. And having said that, they're very similar to each other in terms of what their strengths and weaknesses are, just a little bit different, but overall, big picture, they're almost clones of each other. I think Johnson's a little bit better athlete and passer, but he's a better short passer, I think Roberson has a little bit bigger arm, is just my opinion.
He's also come across as a little more polished, I think.
He's got a little bit more salt and pepper on him, it seems like, in terms of understanding of what the offense is going. And Michael Johnson didn't really run. It seemed like the offense was built around him. Penn State's offense is more built around the running backs in a perfect scenario, to be honest with you. The running backs and the slot receiver are always key. Think about when Penn State offense was at its best. Last year, it had to be built around Trace for a lot of reasons. And it became even more, as the season went along, it had to be about Trace. But ideally, that's not what this offense is built around. Think about Deshaun Hamilton in the slot, Saquon Barkley in the backfield, and Trace McSorley as your quarterback. What was this offense built around? Those two guys. Plus, you have the tight ends. You had Mike Gesicki thrown in there. You had the wide receivers. But essentially, at its core, it's built around the running back and the slot receiver, with the quarterback being not the star of the offense, but the guy that can pull all the triggers. And that is when Trace was at his best. That's when one of these guys. It's hard to see now with Tommy Stevens leaving that both of them stay. I'm a big fan of Roberson over Johnson. but I think you could drop them in a box that's, you know, 2x2 and you really don't have any difference in the marbles. I'm not sure both of them make it to the end of the trail as Penn State quarterbacks because it's a crowded room, and that's the way the quarterback position's going. We'll talk about that more later, but you know, if you say which one do you like better, I'm a little bit of Team a Roberson fan. Yeah, well, I don't dislike Johnson any way, shape, or form, and I think he has a bigger upside. But I think short term, and these quarterbacks might be measured short term, because if you think about it, with Sean Clifford being the starter, they're going to be backups sooner than later, and opportunity is going to be presented to them sooner and later.
That's one of the repercussions of the Tommy Stevens transfer. Right. Did you take anything away from their performance in a blue-white game? Just real quick, Roberson was 3-for-9. Michael Johnson was 4-for-4. Did you take anything from the fact that Roberson was the first guy out there with the white team?
Yeah, I just think all I looked for was mechanics, basics, and understanding of what they're doing. I didn't care whether the pass was completed or not. I was watching them. Like, sort of, this is a first glimpse at a moment for you. How do you handle the moment? And I think they both did well. The fact that Roberson was in there sooner meant that they were going to ask more of him. That was a telltale sign for me. That they think, in terms of grasp, he might be a little bit further along. They're both in early, so that's a good thing.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the ultimate RV experience in Happy Valley. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. All right, let's move on to another sexy position, running back. And it's Noah Kane and Devin Ford. Now, Noah Kane has the huge advantage that he's there already.
Correct.
He got the opportunity in the blue-white game, impressed a lot of people there. Andy?
I go back again. I'm sorry I'm going to beat the drum. This is the Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders effect. Now, Miles Sanders was a 5-star recruit. Saquon was a 4-star recruit. So you've got some meat on the bone there to work with, but in many, many, many respects and on many, many, many levels, both of them in their own unique ways, not comparing them, didn't they overperform? Miles Sanders had 1 year. He could be one and done. I didn't think he would get there. He got there and then some. And Saquon Barkley, top 5 draft pick. Miles Sanders, going to be, you know, a fairly high draft pick. In the NFL draft. He's going to go somewhere where he's going to have opportunity. That's what kids are looking for. Do you use the position to create a roadmap that takes them to the next level? Penn State does it because their offense is centered on the running back, by the way. But I love Devin Ford. I think Devin Ford, looking forward in a 2 or 3 year window, I think his upside and his... He's a more well-rounded running back, but in terms of what you want in a little window in a short span and in a role that is specific, I'd take Noah Kane every day and twice on Sunday in terms of a specific role and a specific purpose that serves the team better. Bigger picture, Devin Ford brings more to the table. Smaller picture and in a shorter window, I think Noah Kane's got the bigger opportunity to have a bigger impact in year one or two than Devin Ford does.
Devin Ford has become a little bit of the forgotten man, and which goes to tell you just how much this early enrollee thing affects you.
That's why they had 11 this year. That's part of the new train that James Franklin has his program on.
And I'm kind of with you. I get the feeling Noah Kane, he is what he is, and he's already there.
He's good at it.
And I think he... Put another way, he has the higher floor, but the lower ceiling is what I get. And I think going forward, maybe it'll take to year two or to year three, Devin Ford would be the more well-rounded back. But you could still see both of them playing and playing a lot.
Don't forget Devin
sharing
Ford's,
the backfield.
Yeah, Devin Ford's really, really good. And I'm sort of intrigued about Noah Kane on this level. So you think you're going to, this is what Penn State's going to do if Noah Kane's lining up in the backfield, run the ball in a short down and distance situation. Don't forget, he can get out of the backfield. He's very good at catching the football.
which I think is something that gets overlooked. And small sample size, we're watching the blue-white game, and we're saying this is a guy who falls forward.
Yeah.
This is a guy who'll get you three
he's
or four
multiple
yards.
Option in a certain situation that is a very enticing and, frankly, a strength for Penn State now that I view going forward.
All right, let's move on to another position, linebacker. A little bit different with these guys, Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith, because this is not a case where, especially at quarterback, where one plays and the other one's probably going to transfer, or even running back where you're probably only going to have one in at a time, even though they might share time. These two, one's the outside linebacker, Lance Dixon. Brandon Smith is your middle linebacker type.
Yeah.
So you can have both of them on the field at the same time. Which one do you think will get on the field first on a consistent basis, and which one will have the best career at Penn State?
Oh, I think Brandon Smith's definitely going to get on the field first because there's more room, a little bit more room at the end for him in these early stages of his career. But I think when you look at 2020 and going forward, they both have to have an impact on this defense for the positions that they play. Brandon Smith has a little more versatility than you would have thought. He's not straight middle guy. He can be. You can flip him and sort of move him. Like, you could see him playing a little bit of Micah Parsons' position from time to time on occasion, but you can't see Lance Dixon bumping inside in any way, shape, or form. You just can't see it. So there's a little bit more versatility in Brandon Smith, but in terms of what they do inherently, what they're best at, combined, they're a bigger part of Penn State's picture going forward 20 and 2021 than any running backs or quarterbacks, in my opinion.
And you know, after saying that they're losing out on elite players when we talked about Brian Bressy, let's go back to our conversation about Jason Owe, Micah Parsons, these two guys. These are elite players on the defensive side, and they're very young.
They're absolutely elite players. And why do you think the linebackers of this caliber followed Micah Parsons to Penn State? Because Micah Parsons led the team in tackles and played on a consistent basis in a timeshare role. In other words, we will give you opportunity if you develop. And so it's up to you.
Again, seeing those four, maybe it's 2020 till we see all four of them.
Jesse
Luketa,
don't forget about that kid.
You've got the makings of the defense being the leader of the team, not dependent on the offense, but a very special defense. That's what's really important. Andy, that is it for quarter number two. I had some other notes, some other questions for you, but we've run out of time. Next quarter, we are going to do a special edition of Ask Andy, so stick around for that. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.